there were certain houses where you knew that as a child you would be welcomed. And you could, you know, for instance, one particular family, quite a well-to-do family, living not far from my mother. The father was a great train expert, and he had the most wonderful layouts of trains. And as a special treat, we were allowed to go and watch him play. You know, yes. Peak cap, whistle, the lot. There was another family further up the road where the interest went even further into trains because he had a steam train and he had the lines that went round the garden.
Wonderful.
And you would go up there and be allowed to watch him putting the little heaters underneath the steam, getting the train moving. Yeah, you weren't allowed to touch. You watched.
Yes.
And you got lemonade and things like that.
Yeah.
My mother and father both were great bridge players. My father was a chess player. He went in for international chess in that the GPO at that time had a special card that you could put your move for a particular game on it and send it to Yugoslavia, and there your opponent would study it and then put his move, and back it would come, and a game could go on for a long time. I was moderately impressed with that.
Yes.
It was a sort of, I thought, rather a silly game, and that you didn't run around and shout very much in it. You had to sit and think, which wasn't so much fun. I personally collected, and I destroyed rather than collected. I was very keen on heating up old lead soldiers until they went into blobs. And I, for some reason, decided those blobs were quite good. And I'm surprised I didn't eventually die of lead poisoning, quite frankly. I was very lucky in that in Howard's Gate, roughly where Halford's is now, there used to be a music shop. And they had a very, very good stock of records there. And you were invited always to come in and choose a record of your liking and play it. They would had a turntable, and some people very naturally bought them. I was given freedom to play whatever music I wanted, and that was wonderful.
Yes,
I don't know why they let me free. I mean, I didn't buy anything very much. Never had any money to be given in what seemed like unlimited choice. And you were, what, the age 15, 16, not bad. Yes, that was a good shop. Well, it stopped me joining the gangs of older adolescents who inhabited the old went-in department stores on a Saturday morning,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
And did a lot of chasing around and getting excited about girls and things like that. And what it did in those days. The music school was at the bottom of Elmwood. There are flats there at the moment, but in those days, as I remember it, there was a music school. This is, oh dear. The lady who ran it was an early member of Welling Garden City. The school was literally a centre for the teaching of music. And for some reason, my memory is of her fingers covered with white powder. And why, I don't know. But that's a memory that comes straight away. Because she had a daughter who made her name by being one of the first people to buy a house in Welling Garden City. The new Welling Garden City. And she and her husband, this is the daughter of the elderly lady who ran the school. They saw a house in High Oaks Road that they liked the look of. It had just been finished. And they put a lien on it. And so they arrived with a horse and caravan, lived in the caravan until the house was ready, and then moved into the house. There was a little school just round the corner in Applecroft. There was a Montessori school. So now, that subsequently became a dance centre. I learnt my first steps in ballroom dancing there. That would have been Marjorie Bailey. Marjorie, she was very good. She was very clever. Taught me a lot in a very short space of time, which is excellent for a 16 and 17 year old. You met nice girls that way. And you danced cheek to cheek, my dear. Parkway was even worse. Good heavens. You're talking about elderly people. 30 and 40 and 50, that sort of thing.
So where would you go to meet these girls?
Marjorie Bailey. She had a lovely little school. It went on for a long time. Still there, I think that they have a very large room as part of the house there, in Applecroft, which is originally the old dance studio, that sort of thing.